So open source and standard setting also are culturally very different in the way they operate. And as they start to merge, the people from one of these sort of groups and another group are really doing things different ways, and they have trouble communicating because they have completely different assumptions. So standards is like a waterfall paradigm. In other words, you write a standard and you release it, and then you might iterate on that, but you're not iterating on it constantly, because if you did, then it wouldn't be very useful as a standard, right? But open source, particularly the way people develop it today, and maybe arguably software generally, is now in this agile development model where people are releasing updates every day, every minute, and we all experience this when we have to, when we're trying to actually boot up our computer and it's always updating. So the whole process for doing things is very different in standards development and in software, and particularly open source, where they really embrace this, what they call a DevOps or agile development model. But the two are starting to converge. And there's something also on the horizon, and as I looked around to prepare this this talk, I had heard from people about this, but I couldn't find any really good examples. This is just to give you a heads up as to what is happening. So traditionally, standards are embodied in a specification. So that's a text document that explains a lot of stuff about how to implement the standard, right? But we are approaching a situation where software is standard. In other words, people will dispense with writing the specification document in favor of writing software or maybe pseudocode that actually implements the standard. So that's on the horizon, but what I heard was that there aren't any really good examples today. You should look for those in the next couple of years or so, I think. That's how much of a tipping point we're on right now. And of course, when you do that, then you have even more overlap between the standards licensing and the open source licensing. So how do these models differ? As intellectual property lawyers, you know, we need to understand their structural differences. And so, of course, standard-setting organizations are largely patent cross-licensing paradigms. So you have a working group that gets together. They identify generally patents that are going to read on the standard, and they all agree to cross-license those patents. And so-called barriers to entry to adopting the standard usually includes agreeing to some kind of cross-license, but it varies from standard to standard. But if you look at the licensing for standards, and you've all probably looked at standards licenses if you're in the patent practice, it is heavily patent-focused, right? And even those standard-setting organizations that are really moving into developing a lot of software to implement standards and other materials are still very patent focused. So if you ask what's the licensing paradigm for this standard, the answer you will get is usually a patent cross license that looks traditionally like a patent cross license, like you would expect it to look. The normal definitions, the normal licensing terms, and so forth. Open source software is very different. It's a downstream licensing model. So you have somebody who writes some software and they release it out into the wild. And when they do that, they grant a license to everybody in the entire world to use the software. And then as other people contribute to the open source software, they also grant their rights to the entire world. It's not a sub-licensing model. It is a downstream model. And people who are going to use the software don't have to agree to anything in return. They might have to abide by certain conditions, like sharing source code or putting notices on software. But there's no agreement mechanism. Everybody gets the rights from day one. So that's a different kind of model from the standards model. And when you try to meld the two, you're dealing with two very different paradigms. There are also there are big political questions about open source and patent licensing. Okay, so most of you are probably aware that the open source community generally, and probably to some extent the software industry, is pretty anti-patent. I would say that the open source community is vehemently anti-patent, and the software community is kind of sitting somewhere in between. So you have then a clash of cultures where you have one group of people coming from the traditional standard-setting organization environment saying cross-licensing of patents is how we do this. Having patents is what incentivizes people to develop standards that might take a lot of energy to develop, but we're going to solve that issue by everybody cross-licensing their patents and possibly agreeing to pay royalties. On the other hand, you have people from the open source world who say patents are a drag on society. They mean I can't use the software I wrote myself. I find that morally horrible, you know, and so forth and so on. And open source licenses that have been written in the past 15, maybe even almost 20 years now, all have broad patent licenses in them to try to get some kind of quote-unquote patent commons. So you have people coming from very different points of view on patent licensing generally and whether it's a good idea and whether the patents are a good idea too. So that has resulted in the past year or two in particular with a lot of discussion in the open source community about things like if you have some software and you don't grant all the rights, all the patent rights that are necessary to use that software, is it truly quote-unquote open source?